Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is January 23, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Planix partners with SaltEdge to optimize personal finance. Italy-based financial technology company Planix has partnered with SaltEdge, a financial API platform, to optimize personal finance through open banking. Kia.ai partners with Arab Financial Services. India-based fintech Kia.ai has partnered with Arab Financial Services, AFS, and extended its global presence in the Middle East and Africa. Ozone API raises 8.5 million British pounds in Series A round. UK-based open banking standards-based software developer Ozone API has raised 8.5 million British pounds in a Series A funding round led by Gresham House Ventures. Revolut launches mobile wallets to support international transfers. UK-based fintech company Revolut has launched the mobile wallets feature to simplify the process of sending money abroad. Carty secures over $2 million MLN in latest seed round. Carty, a Qatar-based fintech startup, has announced the completion of a seed funding round, amassing over $2 million. AXS partners with AAA for digital currency payments. Singapore-based payment solution provider AXS has partnered with AAA, a global digital currency payments institution, to allow for bill payments with digital currencies. Nucleus reveals a partnership between DRFQ and Tantal Group. US-based fintech group Nucleus has announced a partnership between its digital RFQ subsidiary and Tantal Group with the goal of expanding into Africa. Goldman Sachs backs fintech startup Funpark. Hong Kong-based fintech Funpark has secured a $250 million private loan with Goldman Sachs as a senior facility provider. Zilla to focus on cross-border payments. Nigeria-based startup Zilla has announced its decision to halt its BNPL service in order to focus on the development of cross-border payment solutions. Comic Relief partners with GoCardless. UK-based charity Comic Relief has announced its partnership with GoCardless in order to easily and securely collect recurring donations all year around. Essentio Software partners with Regula. Singapore-based Essentio Software has partnered with Regula in order to optimize its identity verification solutions for digital onboarding processes. EU to implement cash payment limit. The European Parliament and the Council negotiators have reached a provisional agreement to reduce money laundering and limit cash payments to a maximum of €10,000. Swiat enables FIS to issue crypto fund units on the blockchain. Germany-based fintech specializing in blockchain software development Swiat has enabled financial institutions to issue crypto fund units on the blockchain. Comic Relief extends relationship with GoCardless to collect donations year-round. GoCardless, the bank payment company, and Comic Relief, the UK charity, have extended their relationship until 2026, enabling Comic Relief to continue using GoCardless for direct debit to easily collect recurring donations all year round. MangoPay appoints Liz Oakes as non-executive director. MangoPay, a modular and flexible payment infrastructure provider for platforms and marketplaces, announces the appointment of Liz Oakes to its board as a non-executive director. Bank failure to manage climate risks poses threat of extinction. The European Central Bank has warned of the grave transition risks for banks that fail to prepare for a low-carbon economy. BIS Innovation Hub discloses first six projects for 2024 work program. The Bank for International Settlements, BIS, today announced the first batch of six new projects in its 2024 Innovation Hub work program, including experimentations on cybersecurity, fighting financial crime, central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, and green finance. AQ Metrics partners with CMC Markets to redefine transaction reporting. AQ Metrics, a leading provider of regulatory technology solutions, is delighted to announce a groundbreaking partnership with CMC Markets, a global leader in financial services. Swiat enables financial institutions to issue crypto fund units on the blockchain. Swiat GmbH, Swiat, a fintech specializing in the development of blockchain software for an open, decentralized financial market infrastructure, has reached another milestone in its still young company history. Deka Investment, one of Germany's largest fund providers, has issued shares in the crypto special fund ADECA Blockchain Eins on SWIAT's blockchain for the first time. BNP Paribas, Merrill Lynch and MSCI former executive joins FinTech Premialab. Premialab announces the appointment of Philippe Jackson as head of business development in Asia and Middle East. Onfido launches compliance suite. Onfido, the global leader in automated identity verification, today launched its compliance suite, an all-in-one identity verification solution that empowers fast-growth businesses to expand seamlessly into new markets and meet local regulatory needs for customer onboarding. SEC charges future fintech CEO with fraud and disclosure failures. The Securities and Exchange Commission today charged Shanxin Huang with manipulative trading in the stock of Future FinTech Group Inc., using an offshore account shortly before he became Future FinTech's CEO in 2020. Enhanced payment systems are the secret sauce to business resilience. In today's highly competitive economic environment, businesses must implement resilient payment strategies that prioritize speed, efficiency, scalability, and reliability. Payment fraud attempts on U.S. business spike according to study. A new study conducted by TrustPair has mentioned that payment fraud attempts on U.S. businesses grew by 71% in 2023. Satchel partners with Napier. Lithuania-based electronic money institution, EMI company Satchel has partnered with UK-based financial crime compliance regtech Napier to integrate the latter's AML platform. Ingenico partners with Cybersource. Ingenico has announced its partnership with Cybersource in order to enable customers and clients to benefit from a secured unified commerce solution. Terraform Labs files for bankruptcy in the US. Singapore-based Terraform Labs, the company behind the Terra USD stablecoin, has filed for bankruptcy protection in the United States. SEC says SimSwap attack behind XHack. The Securities and Exchange Commission says a SimSwap attack was to blame for the hack on its X account earlier this month. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.